Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Fleet Farm.
194 games in the series, and it's now tied 94-94-6. All of those games, and the point differential, a mere 4 points in favor of Green Bay. So really, were you surprised Bears-Packers went right down to the final seconds in frigid Soldier Field Sunday?
The Packers capitalized on Chicago turnovers to build a seemingly insurmountable 27-10 lead entering the fourth quarter. The Bears rallied by rediscovering Alshon Jeffrey. He caught 6 passes for 89 yards and a touchdown in the fourth quarter alone. The Bears tied the game with just a minute 23 to go. Out of timeouts, the Packers offense took the field with 79 seconds remaining. 2 plays later, they faced 3rd and 11 from their 26-yard line. Given the situation, what are the odds of getting into field goal range from there? Oh, and by the way, the Packers had not converted a third down into a first down since the opening drive of the game. Then, A-Rod uncorked a rainbow into the wind and cold of the Chicago lakefront. And the pot of gold was Jordy Nelson, 60 yards downfield, setting up Mason Crosby for the game-winning 32-yard field goal. Great players like Rodgers and Nelson do great things, especially against all odds.
The Packers have now won 11 of their last 13 trips to Chicago, but rarely in the NFL's oldest rivalry has it been easy. And Sunday's 30-27 victory was anything but. Now the Packers control their postseason destiny. Beat the Vikings Saturday in Lambeau Field, knock off the Lions a week from Sunday in Detroit, and the Packers are in no matter what. For Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrabee.